part 4 of the Buzz Bubble interview with Barry Waxman.
Now, I had a question about convincing or integrating technology into this platform.
Right.
But I guess if they've called RGA into the boardroom, they've got some expectation that you're going to do what you do best.
Yeah, I think we've become known as the agency that does this kind of thing.
Right.
I think we pioneered the idea of it. We've talked and blogged and written extensive articles about it. I mean, we're out there. We put it out there.
There's still some, I don't want to say convincing, some mind-opening that needs to be done as you sit with the client-side marketing departments.
I think every major brand today realizes that they need to create a tighter digital connection with the consumer, that viral videos and banner ads are not the only part of the ecosystem. It's not enough. They can see the example of other brands that have created things that have fostered this tighter connection and helped redefine the brand. And they've also watched as they and their children have adopted all of these technologies into their lives. And so I think they have a much deeper grasp and a more fundamental sort of understanding of what the opportunity is here. And it's only really been, I would say, in the last few years that all of this has really come together and come to light, where what digital could do really became apparent. And before that, it was all over the map. And the agency landscape was all over the map. And, you know, we would find ourselves in, like, RFP battles against companies that, as I kind of looked at it, we couldn't have been more different.
Right.
And it's like, how would you even choose among this mix? You know, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Apple and orange.
Exactly, apples to oranges comparisons. And I'd say there's a little bit less of that. The landscape of agencies is a little bit more clear. But at the end of the day, there aren't that many really to do the kind of thing that we do. There's a handful, which is pretty ironic, considering that we're about 15 years into the internet age, for
right,
a better
right.
term. There's very few agencies that really, on a scale level, do what we do. So we find ourselves competing against a lot of the same companies again and again.
We went to the obligatory social media conversation. your perspective on where the fit is in your planning and your reach choices, I don't want to use the word media. How much do you utilize it? What are some of the methods and how important is it in the scope of what you're doing for your clients today?
I think the lesson of social media is to watch the consumer behavior and how they use social media, how they participate, what it is they do within these contexts, and then figure out how you can tap into that nerve for your client. And that's not about putting an ad on social media where eyeballs might be aggregating. It's about writing applications, developing software or products or whatever that allow people to use those same behaviors, but perhaps in a different context. In some cases, it makes sense for us to build our own social network. That's what Nike Plus is. In other cases, we just build stuff right on top of things that already exist. So inside of Facebook, we wrote a very elaborate application for Nike called Ballers Network. That's for basketball players. And this is based on the insight of, you know, most of the people who play basketball are already in some social network. Let's let them connect with each other inside of this environment that they're already in. The application is used to help them find courts and do pickup games and run leagues and things of that nature inside of something that they're already using to help group themselves around, you know, a particular passion point. So there's a million different ways that it can be used, and we're trying not to build social media as sort of a silo thing where there's this group over here that's the social media experts. Everyone at RGA has to be a social media expert.
Okay.
And has to permeate all the client teams and all of the work. There are people here who have even more expertise than perhaps the average person, and they become the subject matter experts that can help inform even deeper and broader strategies or approaches, but we need it to permeate everything.
Okay.
And the same thing is true with things like mobile and other emerging opportunities where the usage paradigm is going to become very clear very soon. It's not going to be a mystery of how people are going to be using mobile. There will be a range of behaviors that we can tap into very easily and see and figure out what to do. So one behavior we see is that people download apps on their iPhone.
Right.
Right? So with certain clients, it will make sense for them to have an iPhone app of some sort. And it won't just be iPhone. There'll be other devices that have the ability to download and put apps on. That will become part of what we do. It already has.
Right.
It is part of what we do.
It seems like mobile is the next kind of mysterious where it's going next. And Apple has graciously provided us in with the apps features, and really so many people have adopted based on that.
Right. I think with mobile, it adds a fourth dimension. You know, if you looked at the classic media model of advertising, it was right message at the right time. That's what created the right thing. But mobile gives the ability to have this third dimension, which is right place. So it's right message. I'm using message very broadly. I don't necessarily mean an ad. It could be a piece of information or content or whatever. Right time and right place. Because people are carrying these things around, it opens up the avenue to content that's delivered to someone while they're sitting in the aisle of a retail store and are confused about what to buy. You know, people on the go who want to make purchases, things that are more transactional and commercial, all the way down to someone who's sitting on the subway and is bored on their way to work and wants to be entertained for a couple of minutes. So it adds this dimension of time and context. When we were running ads on TV, we knew the time and we knew the context. It's the 6 o'clock news. It's the 8 o'clock comedy show or whatever. So the time and the context were already well understood. As we move into this world where people are on the go, we have to create things that can tap into what they feel they need at these appropriate times and moments and places. Once you just start to think that way, you know, a million ideas sort of leap out of that for what you would do for a client. We have some clients that have really confusing product lines that have proliferated with all these brand extensions and line extensions. And a good use of mobile for them is just to give people the tools to help figure out what products are right for them as they stand in the aisles of Walgreens or Walmart or wherever. Again, that's really what it means to be a digital agency is, on the one hand, we can create the app for, you know, a package goods company that needs to help sort out the product line sitting in the aisles of a retail store, all the way to some sort of retail transactional thing that allows people to download, you know, paid things like an ebook or whatever, all the way out to creating a little piece of entertaining content for someone who has that 2 minutes on the subway and needs to be entertained. If we look at Media Man circa 1965 in the Mad Men era, the guy got up in the morning, he read the newspaper, so that was his first media, he got in the car and listened to the radio. At the office, he probably didn't really consume any media, maybe a trade magazine or something like that.
Okay.
Car, radio on the way home. And then at night, maybe you read a magazine and or watch TV. And we can summarize this better with life.
Yeah.
Follow that pattern. If you tried to do that same ethnography today with any consumer, you wouldn't be able to do it. And B, it would be hundreds of different things. And we're permeated by this stuff all day long. You know, think about what you do at the office.
There's no more gaping holes. The train and the constant.
Exactly. And so Bob, my boss, Bob Greenberg, likes to talk about these things as dots, and that each of these dots represents a service that you might do for a client. So one dot might be traditional advertising, and there's another dot for mobile and social. And I think, you know, to be in the business today is the number of dots that you've got to be able to provide has got to be pretty broad, and you've got to be as good as anyone else out there if you really want to have any hope of having a client buy from that dot. So the client's sitting at the center, and they're picking which dot they're going to buy from. Meaning which agency or whatever, and it's really complicated, and it's going to get more so. There's going to be more and more dots as the clock rolls forward. It's not going to be less. There's going to be more.
So much information.
Exactly.
Last question is a previous guest question.
Right.
It's Alex McGusby. He was our last guest, and in true Alex form, he asked, your title is Chief Growth Officer. He said, "What if growth wasn't the right thing for RGA anymore? What if shrinking was? Would you change your title, fire yourself, or what might you do?"
Well, that's an interesting one. And I think probably what he's tapping into is that the famous Jay Shiat maxim, which wasn't even a maxim, it was a question, which is, how big can we get before we get bad? He famously said that. And I think that's always been a concern of the advertising business, or the agency business, I should say, which is, at a certain point, maybe you should stop growing and you should really just either shrink because your work is going to get bad. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all businesses, so we don't really have the choice. And we're a big public company that has growth as part of its promise to stockholders. So I think we have to, I think that's, I'll be the last title that they're going to get rid of.
That's right. This is true.
In that sort of business environment. But his point's well taken. And I do think that all the agencies need to have an eye on, like, realistically, how big can they really be before they start to, before the model starts to break and the work starts to suffer, how much can a management team digest? As I talk about these dots,
right.
Every one of these dots is like a huge overhead for the management team. I think our job is going to be to figure out how to deal with complexity so that we continue to grow bigger. And, you know, of course, we're tiny compared to the Ogilvies of the world and the McCanns and these agencies that have tens of thousands of employees. So I think we've got a long
way
to go.
Plus.
We have a long way to go before we have to worry about shrinking.
That's it for part 4 of The Buzz Bubble with Barry Waxman. Tune in next week for part 5, our bonus episode, where we get to know Barry up close and personal.